where it says Ela Achomitz, it's going on the Yisra Chomitz. So Rashi, the Yisra Chimutze Noyer Kol Shiva, it's Noyer all 7 days, like we have 7 days in Yisra Chomitz. Rashi Michlal, the Laila Echad Utoni Masdisim Pesach Mitzrayim Achomitz Koi. If you want to say it's going on Chomitz 7 days, so the Mishnah says that a Leil by Mitzrayim, you only had it that night. It comes out that when the Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, the Yisra not to have Chomitz was only that night. But the next day they were allowed to have Chomitz. And that's not true. So tomorrow. And Mechlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, if you want to tell me that, then by Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad Besulai. The Yisra to have Chomitz was only that one night, because that's what the Mishnah says. In Pesach Mitzrayim it was one night. But from Ladurus it's seven. So you were telling me it's talking about the Yisra Chomitz, Mashpar of Pesach Mitzrayim was only that one night. For a time you learned in a Braisa, not like that. That Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer, Minayin LePesach Mitzrayim, She'ein Chimutz Noeg El Yom Echad. How do we know when the Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, the Yisra not eat Chomitz then they only had for one day. But Yom Echad Mashpar a full day. There's the night they went out, and the next day, they were not allowed to have Chomitz. So you see, not like just that night, but it goes on the whole day. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Lo Yoichal Chomitz. It says on that day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, don't eat Chomitz. V'somach Le Hayoim Atem Yoitzim. Today you're going out. So it makes the Hekesh that the Tzivu then was that one day, they were not allowed to eat Chomitz. But I call upon them for a full day, they weren't allowed to eat Chomitz. Not just on the night time. So let's try to get in our Mishnah that says that Pesach Mitzrayim is that night, and for generations it's 7 days. Halachikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say, like two things. Laila Echad, Vuhu Adin LePesach Doris. That's true. The meat of the korban you only allowed to eat that night, and that's the same halacha of Pesach Doris. That till how long can you eat the meat of the korban Pesach? Only the Leil Pesach. But then the Mishnah goes on to another halacha. V'chimutze Kol Hayom. It's like a true. By the Tzias Mitzrayim, they had an Issa Chomitz one full day. But Pesach Doris no Kol Shiva. But the Doris after the first year, from then on, there's a loch of Hilchas Pesach, that for 7 days you're not allowed to have Chomitz in Yerushas. You're not allowed to eat Chomitz. So to Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Shomati, I heard over a loch, She Tumuras Pesach. Somebody can make a Tumura on a Korban Pesach. A Tumura always is, any korban you have a korban oila, a korban shlomim, here you have a korban pesach, that you take another animal, that's a chulun, a regular animal, and you say, zu tachazu. You want this chulun one to take the place of the korban pesach, to take the place of a korban shlomim. Take any korban, any kachim you have. If you take another behemah, chulun behemah, and you say, zu, this chulun, should be tachazu, that's hilchas tamura. It's allowed haturi, not allowed to do it. But if you do what the Torah says, this one becomes Kaddish, and that one remains Kaddish. It's not the pshat you take off the Kedush of that one and put it on this one, just this one also becomes Kaddish. That's Hilchas Temura. So Mishnah says, only if you saw a Korban Pesach, you can do that also. If you have a Korban Pesach, you can say to a Behemoth Chulin, Zu Tachazu, this should be in the place of that one, even though you're not allowed to do it. But the Lachar is now, this animal, this Temura, gets Kedushas Pesach on it. So I'm Rabbi Shua. Yeshua said, Shomati, I heard over, She Tumuras Pesach Kreva. There is a case of time when you can make a Tumura, take a Behemoth Chul next to a Korban Pesach, and say this Chulin should be instead of the Korban Pesach, that it has a Kedushas Pesach on it, that's Kreva, that you're allowed to be Makiv, you can bring it for a Korban Shlomim. Hey, it's Mamash for Pesach, for sure you can't bring, because you can't have two Pesachim. But a Kopon, when it becomes a Korban Shlomim, that it's Korav, you can bring it, you can Mamash Shecht it, and bring Zrikas Dam, and eat it. But he said also, he heard over, O Tumuras Pesach Eina Kareva. He also heard over that there's such a case of a Tumuras Korban Pesach, that's not Korav. You're not allowed to bring this Korban on the Mizbeach. But the din is, you have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you poider it, and with the money you bring a Shlomim. And he says, Veinu Lefarish. That's what I heard over, and I don't know how to explain it. I don't know which case you could be Makriv, bring the Tumura for Korban, and in which case you can't bring the Tumura for Korban. I forgot. Omer Rabbi Kiva, so Kiva's come to remind him and tell him. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Ani Yafarish, I'll explain it to you. That there's a difference. Ha Pesach Shenimtsa Kodim Shchita. Shchita Sa Pesach. Let's say a Korban Pesach, that you lost it. So what happened? You made another one. And now, before Shchita's Pesach, before Chatzos Nerev Pesach, you found the first one. That's called Ha Pesach Shenimtsa Kodim Shchita Sa Pesach. You found the second Korban before you Shechted the first one. In such a case, Yiroa Achi Yistoivu. This korban itself right now, you cannot shech, you cannot bring it for korban. The din is, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you v'yimchor, you sell it, you'll be paid, you would sell it, v'yavi v'damav shlomim, and with the money you come and buy a korban shlomim. V'chein t'murosai, if that's the case of this Pesach that you found before you bought the Pesach, before you were, you made the shchit on your korban, so we'll see in the Gemara what the svar is. That's called it nirav v'nitchem. That was a korban that was pushed away, so that Pesach can never be brought. So what then if you make a tumura on that korban? You take another korban next to that one and say zu tachazu. It's also pushed off. You can't bring it. You have to sell it. What about acha shchitas haPesach? Let's say no. Originally you made one korban Pesach and you lost it. Now it came Erev Pesach, you got yourself another one, and you shechted this one. And after you shechted this korban, now you found the first korban. What's the loch of that korban? Korav Shlomim. That's called the Moisar HaPesach, that when you found it now, it was never roi right now to be brought for korban Pesach. So loch is, it has a din Shlomim on it. You're allowed to bring it for korban Shlomim right now. So if you take a korban chulin, take a behema chulin, right next to that one and say, Zu tacha zu, you make a tamura on that one, v'chein tamurasoi. The tamura of that korban has the same aloch like the korban Pesach itself. So that's pshat the two chalukim in the Mishnah. So let's the Gemara explain it now. So the Gemara, v'leima Pesach koriv, or Pesach ain't a koriv. Really, the din of the tamura is totally in the korban Pesach itself. Like we're saying, the Mishnah is saying there are two different cases of the korban Pesach, which one case you could shech the korban Pesach, and one place you can't. So Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah have to talk about the tamura of the korban Pesach, the second behemoth kulin, like you said, zu tachazu, and we're talking about the tamura. Could you shech bring the tamura for korban, or do you have to sell the tamura? Why don't you say the machlokes, the Mishnah is about the korban Pesach itself? Like, not the machlokes, but there are two different cases. For leima Pesach, there's a case of a korban Pesach itself that is korav, that you could bring it itself for shlomim. In the case, like we said, the second case in the Mishnah, is where first you set aside one behemah for korban Pesach, and you lost it. Then you made a second one, and Erev Pesach came, and you shechted the second one. And after you shechted the second one, now you found the first one. So at the time now when you find the first one, it's like too late for the korban Pesach. So it's called, this is called the leftover korban Pesach. You can't use it now for the korban Pesach, because you already brought your korban Pesach. So locher is a leftover korban Pesach automatically becomes a korban shlomim. And in this case, this animal right now, you could bring for a korban shlomim. That's that case. What about if, again, the same case, you first made a korban, you lost it, then you made a second korban Pesach, and now before you shechted the second one, you found the first one. So now that you find the first one really could also be brought for the korban Pesach. Like they're both right now, roi, for the korban Pesach. So when you shecht one of them, the other one is considered something that was nearer. It was able to be brought, and nidcha, you pushed it away. You made it that you can't use it. That's halacha. That korban now has gdushas techuya. It was like pushed away, not to be used. You can never use that korban to be brought on the mizbeach. What's the halacha of such a korban? You have to wait till it becomes a bamum, give it over to a shepherd, let it pasteurize in their fields, and then you'll wait till it gets a mum on it. When it gets a mum, then you can be paid to sell it, and with the money, you bring a shlomim. So those are the two halachas that apply to a korban Pesach itself. Now, the din that the Mishnah says about the tamura always is, tamura just means it's taken over the case of that. It has the same halacha as the korban goes upon the tamura. You take this famous chul and you say, zu, tachazu. So whatever din that korban has goes on to this tamura. Since the korban Pesach itself was first found after you shechted the second korban, so this one now could be brought for shlomim right now. Therefore, the tamura of this has the same halacha. The tamura could be brought for shlomim right now. But if the korban you found before you brought the second korban Pesach, so both of them right now are roi to be brought, and you're pushing one away, that korban cannot be brought anymore. So if you make a tamura on that korban, the din of the tamura is the exact same halacha like the korban. So really the question is, why does the Mishnah have to explain itself in the second case of the tamura? Let the Mishnah explain itself by the loch of the korban Pesach itself. That there are two cases when you find your korban Pesach that you lost. In one case, you find it after you shechted the korban Pesach. So when you found it now, it was never pushed away, like it was never roi for the korban. So then the loch is, that's considered a leftover korban Pesach that could be brought for korban shlomim. Whereas if you find the korban Pesach before you brought your korban. So now both of them are here in front of you. That's considered by bringing one of them, you're throwing away the other one. That one can never be brought. So for the Gemara, let's just say this machlokes. V'leima pesach korban, pesach ein korban. There are two cases. One case is brought, one case is not brought. Then the Gemara's hokem mashma. The Mishnah telling us a chiddush. The ikar tamuras a pesach the loy korva. This is type of big chiddush that you have a case that the tamurah, that you're changing over, you're saying zu tacha zu, you want this payment school to come like that korban, also cannot be brought. In other words, what's the case that the korban pesach cannot be brought? That you first had a korban pesach, you lost it, you made a second one, and now you found again your first one. So you have them both here. So now you shech the second korban pesach, so say the first one, since you could have used it, and you're not using it, you're like throwing away, that one can't be used. So I can hear a svarim, that one was thrown away, you can't use it anymore. But let's say you take that korban now, and you take another behemoth chulin, and you make a tmur on it. You say, zu, this behemoth chulin should be instead of this behemoth pesach. I would think this behemoth tmur right now, it was never dochli, it was never thrown away. Right now is the first time it gets this kedusha. So maybe this tmura should have a loch of a moisa korban pesach that should be brought for shlomim. That's the chiddush. No, that since the ikar korban, you want this one to become part of. This one was called the behemoth that was pushed away, so this pesach cannot be brought anymore. So the tmura of it also has the same halacha, cannot be brought anymore. That's the chiddush. That's why the Mishnah wants to explain itself by the ilchus tmura of it. To say even though you're just making a tmura, a fresh behemoth, you're making a kaddish right now, but since it's only becoming kaddish because of that korban, and that korban pesach was pushed away, was dochli, that cannot be brought anymore, this tmura also cannot be brought. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Heis kamash mlon dika tmura sa pesach t'loi korban. And Rashi says, dika tmura sa pesach t'loi korban. V'loi yamrin, I should not say, metchila shlomim hi. I should say, this tmura right away got a din shlomim on it. V'yafilu heimer kodim shchitam. Even if you made the tmura before you even shechted one of the two korbanos. Still, I would say, like kavosa zman hashchita b'shem ha-pesach. The zman shchita right now never made this tamura for real pesach. The yain bodich, it should never be called like it was pushed away. Because this tamura never got a shem pesach on it. The chiddush is no. El afi nikvas b'pesach v'nitchis. This tamura also takes over the same place as the one it's coming from. Just like that one was pushed away, the tamura is also considered pushed away, and you cannot be carved at all. Zotikimor Itma, Rabbi Roma, Koidem Shchito Liacha Shchita Shninu. That the Mishnah makes a difference between the Korban Pesach when you found the first one. Did you find it before you shechted the second one, or after you shechted the second one? That's what Magayim. If you found it after you made the Shchita, so when you found it now, it was never Roy for the Korban Pesach, therefore it's called a Moisa Pesach, that you could bring it for Shlomim. But if you found it before you made the shchita, then since you're not shechting it, you're not pushing it away, you have life zichli. Reb Zeir Omar, koydim chatzos liyacha chatzos sheninu. It's not totally when you shechted your second korban. It's totally when did you find it. Did you find it before chatzos, at the time when it's able to bring a korban pesach? Or did you find it after chatzos? That's what's totally in sheninu. In other words, that's what's kaveya to give it a shame, bichu you're not. So Rashi says, Koydim shchita v'yachas shchita. Davka shninu. Davka means literally whether you made the shchita or not. The Mishnah sayinu. V'loy shninu bo zman shchita. It's not told at the time when you can start making the shchita sapesach. Dainu chatzois. V'ashmin is telling us a chiddush to Mishnah. The afilu ho yovid v'shas chatzois. If this korban was lost, you didn't find it yet by time chatzois came. Of the nimtza, koydim shchita sasheni. But if you found it 3 in the afternoon, before you brought your second, the second korban, you still have a korban pesach. You found the first one. Ho nikva. Now, since you found it before you brought your korban pesach, it's like two of them are here right now. Both of them are kavua, should have been the korban pesach. V'nitche. And since you're not bringing this one, you're throwing it away. Ho v'nitche l'akriv of the pesach is thrown away. This is Rabbi Svara. Reb Zera says no. It's totally in chatzos. Rashi says, Koydim Chatzoy Sheninu. Shas Chatzoy Siyak Vosav Pesach. It's told at the time of Chatzoy's Erev Pesach. That's the time when the korban could first be brought. That's what's Kaveya, which korban you're going to bring. So Mela, Im Nimsa Koydim Chatzoy, if you found your lost korban before Chatzoy came, so Kavosa Chatzoy. Then at the time of Chatzoy, you have two behemoths here that have Kedushas Pesach, and really both of them, you don't know which one to take.
So whichever one you're not taking, you're like throwing it away, it's called Ichui. Sherei Nira. Because at Chatzais, they were both Roy to be brought. Since you don't bring one of them, you're like throwing it away. Let's say you first found your first korban after Chatzais Hayom. Even if you found it before you really brought the second korban, still ain't kan tvius v'lodichli. It is not called the tvius anymore. Why? Because he holds when it becomes Chatzais Hayom erev Pesach, this is the zman when it's time to start bringing the korban. So right now you only have one korban in your shus. The second one, because the first one you lost already. So we say the second one, that's the one that's Kaveya, that's the one you're going to bring for the Korban Pesach. That's it. So now, when you find your first Korban that was lost, even though you find it 1 o'clock, and you didn't bring your Korban yet, still we say, which Beim is going to be your Korban, the second one, the one you had before? This one that you first find at 1 o'clock is not Roy for the Korban Pesach. So when you find it, we don't say it was pushed away. We rather say this is not Roy at all now for the carbon, because you already have your carbon from Chatzos, and therefore this is called a leftover Korban Pesach, which the din is of a moist of Korban Pesach is both pushed on him. That's the shell. We go both to Chatzos, you have to find it, but it's totally you find it before or after the actual Shechita. So more of Reb Zeira. Hoketoni koydim shchitas haPesach. I the Mishnah says clearly koydim shchitas haPesach. And the Gemara ain't more koydim zman shchitas haPesach. The Mishnah means you found it before Chatzos, the time when it's roy to make the shchitas haPesach. So the Gemara ketanoi, tak amachloket tanoi. HaPesach shenimtza koydim shchita. If you found your first korban that you lost, you found it before you made the shchita, and then you only brought the second one. The loch of this first one is yiroy. You have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then you sell it. But you can't bring this for korban shlomim. What about liyacha shchita? If you first found your lost korban pesach after you already shechted your second korban, the one you have for the korban pesach, so now when you found it, it was never roy for korban pesach. That's called a moisture left over. The din is yakriv. You're allowed to bring it for korban shlomim. So raya to rova. That's totally in the shchita. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, no. Koydim chatzais yiror. If you found it before Chatzos, the time when the Shechita starts, then we say it's Dochi. And Mela, you have to first wait till it becomes a Mamum. Liacha Chatzos, if you first found it after Chatzos, so at the time of Chatzos, you only had one Korban. That was the Korban that's Kaveh for the Korban Pesach. And now the one you found is only called the leftover Korban. The din is Yakriv. So you have a right to both of them. So the Gemara. If you found the korban, according to everybody, if you found your lost korban pesach after you shechted your korban pesach, then it's called the leftover korban pesach that you could bring it for korban shlomim. Omar Rova, it's only if you found it after shchita. Yep, the heima boy achas shchita, and luadin you made the tamur of it also achas shchita. That's when the Tamura, the Mishnah says, even the Tamura could also be brought. Let's say, no, you lost one Korban, and you brought a second one, and before you shechted the second one, you found the first one. So the fact, since you found the first one before Shechita, the first one is like pushed away. Yeah. The Heima boy acha Shechita. Now, even though the one you found is like Dochel, pushed away, that one cannot be brought for a Korban Shlomim. True, but what about the tumur of it? You first took the second behemoth chulin. The behemoth chulin next to it and said, zu tachazu, when did you make the tumura? Behemoth boyacha shchita. You first made the tumura after shchita. What's the loch here? Is he still says the chiddush is, tumurosoy mikoyach kedusha d'chuyu kasiyam v'loy korva. No. Even though at the time when you made the tumura, this Korban Pesach now is called the leftover Korban Pesach because you already shechted one Korban. So at the time when you're making the Tamura, the first Korban is like really a Meister Korban Pesach. Still we say the Tamura cannot be brought for Korban Shlomim because the Tamura is, the pshat from the Tamura is, it's just Mamish takes over the exact same Kedusha where it comes from. So you want to say this famous chulun zu tachazu. You want it to be in the place of this Korban Pesach, which was Dochli. Since that Korban Pesach you found before the Shechita, so So at the time when the shechita, you had two in front, you take the choice from, and you push that one away, you do not use it, that one cannot be brought for carbon shlamin. So since that carbon itself doesn't have the kedusha to be brought for carbon, the tamura that you're making in the place of that is like takes over that kedusha and can't be any better than that one. So since that one cannot be brought for shlamin, the tamura also cannot be brought for shlamin. That's what Rava says. For the Gemara Eisvei, Eisvei Abaye, Abaye is the kash and Rava. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Gimel, in Kesev, if you want to bring a carbon, a lamb, by a talking about a carbon shlomin. And it's Marba, it says, imina tsoin, you bring from tsoin. Now tsoin means two types, there are two types of tsoin. Tsoin can either mean lamb, Kesev, or else it can mean an ayes, a goat. There are two types. See, the Pasuk explains itself. In Kesev, if you want to bring a lamb, for the Mara, my tam loim im Kesev, why does it say an extra word im for? Just should have said Kesev. Is l'rabbois tamura sa pesach, to teach us that in the case when you make a tamura, that means one, they take a behemoth school and say this should be in the place of a korban pesach, tamura sa pesach, achar ha pesach, she korva shlamin. If you make a tamura onto a korban pesach, that the korban tamura is also brought for shlamin. That's what I need this extra pasuk for. That in Kesev is talking about a korban shlamin, it's talking about another type of a korban shlamin. What's another case? Where you make a tamura on a Pesach, achra Pesach, after Pesach, in the melo, a korban Pesach after Pesach, that's called the leftover korban Pesach, it itself was a shlamin. So if you make a tamura on it, it also brought a shlamin. For the Gemara, hey, Shidomi, how are you talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, shenim tzach ha-shchito, that you found your leftover korban Pesach, the one that first you made it for korban, and then it got lost, and you first found it now after you brought your korban Pesach, so that's called the leftover korban Pesach, that korban pshita is brought for korban shlamin. Now behema boy, now you take another behema schulin and you say next to it zeh tachas zeh. This should be in the place of that one. So what kedusha chal in this tamur right now? The kedusha of that leftover korban Pesach that is the korban shlamin. For the Gemara, behema boy achas shchita pshita. Abuzay pshita is called the korban shlamin. Lomeli kro, what do we need a pasuk for? There's gantz halachas by hilchas tamura. Tamura is any carbon you have, if you say another one should be like that, it has the same kedusha. So since here this first carbon pesach is a carbon that you first found after shechita, so that's called the leftover carbon pesach, that pshita has a din shlomim on it, so it's like a regular carbon shlomim. So if you make a tamura, pshita the tamura is shlomim. Why does the pasuk have to say a new gzeres kasev im to say some new type of a case? Elo l'churu, what does it mean to include something new? And Elav is telling us, Shenimtsa Kaidim Shchita. In the case we know, you lost your Korban Pesach before Pesach, and you made another one, and before you shechted the second one, you found the first one. So Mela, this Korban Pesach is not called a leftover Korban Pesach. You cannot bring that one for Shlomin, because that's called Dochui. Since it was thrown away, like it was Roy, you should have brought it, and you did not bring, you brought the other one, you cannot bring that one for Shlomin. Still the Torah says, Vehema boy, if you take another behemoth chul next to that one and make tamura on it, acha shchita, but you wait to make the tamura first after you shecht one korban, loy, acha shchita. So come tell me what, that there's also a case of a shlomim here. So we see it clearly, if you make a tamura on a leftover korban pesach, even though that korban pesach cannot be brought for shlomim, because that korban was dochui, but if you wait to make the tamura till after you make the shchita, so now the shas tamura, it gets the din of a regular korban shlamim. So it's a kashan rova. So Gemara says, loy, I'll tell you that's not pshat the pasuk here. Loy, liyarlam, really, you're talking about shenim tzoach ha-shchita. We're talking about this leftover korban pesach was a korban that you found after you made the shchita of the second korban. Therefore, the one you found right now is called the real leftover korban pesach that could be brought for shlamim. And you first made tamura on that korban, tak after shchita, you made the tamura. So the question is, shchita, since this is a pure leftover korban pesach that has a din shlamim on it, and we know there's a whole parsha of tamura, anytime you take a behemoth chul and you say zu takazu, this one gets the same kedusha as the one before, so if that one has a kedusha shlamim, shchita, this is a kedusha shlamim. Avizoy atayyo kruas machta biyama. This pasuk vidashin im kesed to say that such a loch of a tamura is only a smach to biyam, it's not a real drusha. So therefore there's no kasha. For the Gemara though, elakro lama os lama yosa. But good, you tell me it's only a smach to the drusha, but still it's an extra pasuk. Why does the Torah have to say the word im for? Im is extra. We know it's talking about a korban shlomim. Let it just say the word kesef. Why does it have to say the word im for? Have the Gemara lekiratanias. Come and teach us new alochia this pasuk. Kesef l'rabois es ha-pesach l'alya. It's come to tell me that a korban pesach also has a din that l'alya, the tail is burnt. That's the chiddush. By a korban shlomim, again, there are two type of animals you could bring. Either, you could bring a lot, but by tzoyin, you could bring either lambs or else ezim goats. When you bring the lamb, there's a new chiddush akroa that the alyo, the tail of it, is also part of the emurim. Has to be burnt on the mizbeach. So that's the chiddush in kesem, that even a korban pesach, the leftover korban pesach that has a din shlomim on it, also the din is, its tail is also brought. The rabbis has a pesach l'alyo. Or maybe not. As a pesach could be, no, the carbon pesach itself, maybe. Not only a leftover carbon pesach, but a carbon pesach itself, the regular carbon pesach, that its tail also has the same halacha, like a carbon shlamim, of if you bring a kesef, if you bring a lamb, that the tail is also hukrev on the mizbech, it's also part of the emurim. That's the chiddush in kesef, that even a carbon pesach also, if it's brought by, for a lamb, the tail is brought on the mizbech. Kishuwaime in kesef, l'rabbi, that's what says the pasuk kesef here for. What does it say im kesef for? L'rabbi is pesach she'avru shenosei. That a pesach that's left over after the year that you cannot use it for korban pesach anymore. The melo that's called a regular korban shlomim, it also has a din, its tail, if it's a lamb, is brought on the mizbeach. U'shlonim ha'boyim machmas ha'pesach. And the shlom that's brought machmas ha'pesach. So Rashi has two pshot, and what does it mean shlomim that's brought because of the pesach? One pshat Rashi says is moisa pesach kagoyin tumurosai. It means like the tumura of a korban of a moisa pesach. Or else the pesach shneschat rubolov. Or else that's what one pshat Rashi says. Another pshat Rashi says is it means the chagigas arbosa. That's called the korban shlom that you bring on erev pesach. If you have too many people in the korban pesach, they won't fill themselves up. So we had before there's a mitzvah to bring a shlomim a chagigas arbosa. So the Chagigas Arbos also has this halacha, that the tail of the lamb is also burnt on the Mizbeach. Yelachol mitzvah shlomim. It has all the halachas of a regular korban shlomim. What does that mean? Shetoyin smicha. You have to put your hand and all your weight on top of the korban. On the sochem, you have to bring the wine with it. On tznufach, you have to prick it up. You have to pick up the chazor v'shoik. On kishuwayna. Then the pasuk says, v'yimei, if you have a goat. Hifsekinyan, it makes a difference, divides it up between a lamb and a goat. Lima to teach us, alo eis shein tun alya. The din if you bring a goat for a korban pesach or for korban shlomim, the tail is not burnt. The tail you'll not eat. It doesn't have a din imurim, the tail of a goat. It's only the tail of a lamb that has the din to be burnt. That's one shot. Ika the master law, some learn the sobraisa ratio on the ratio. The ones that say it says, ha pesach shenimtsa koidim shchitas pesach. If you found the korban pesach, the one you lost, before you shechted the second korban, and the din is yirorah shistoivum. Since you found it beforehand, it's called you pushed it away, you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then v'yimcho v'yavi v'dom shlomim, with the money that you sell for, you can bring a shlomim. V'chein tumurosa, the same malacha the tumur also. Since the tumur is from a korban that can't be brought, the tumur also can't be brought. You just have to sell them with the money you bring a korban. Omar Rava. This is only if you found your second korban, that you found the korban you lost, before you shechted the second one. And also you made the tumura before you shechted it. Let's say Yutaka found your lost korban before you made the shechita. So since there was a pushed away korban, you can't bring that korban for shlomim. But you first made the tumura on it. After you made the shechita, then the din is smurosa krev shlomim. Not like we're learning until now. Before we learned you can't bring it. Now we say no. It could be brought for shlomim. My time. What's the reason why? Ki kova shechita midi dichazilei midi loychazle loykova. After we say that the korban pesach is dochi, it's only dochi something that was roy to be brought for korban pesach. Mashenke tmura can't be brought for korban pesach anyway, so it's never called pushed off.
All right, Mr. Shem, we'll continue the next tape.
You'll see the last Gemara again on the Tzadik Vov on Medbeis. Near the bottom, the Gemara says, "Then Ika the Mastin Lo Aresha." Some say Rabbis Chiddush on the Aresha. That says, "What Ha Pesach Shenimtsa Koydim Shchitas Ha Pesach." If you first lost the Korban Pesach, and then you were makish a second one,
Now you found again the first one before you made the shechita on the second carbon. Is the halacha yiro achi yistoyhu? This carbon now is not called the meiser leftover carbon pesach, but rather it's called the carbon dochi, since you did not bring it, and therefore the halacha is you have to wait until a mum comes upon it. The yimcher, you'll sell it for yavi v'dam of shlamin, and with the money you could bring a shlamin, but not the carbon itself. V'chein tumurasai, and the Brisa says the same halacha goes upon the tumura. If you have this carbon now, carbon pesach, which was dochi, which was pushed off, since there was a time you found it before the shechita, so there was a time when it was raw to be a carbon pesach, and you did not use it, you like pushed it away, so that's called the carbon dechuya. That's not, you can't bring it anymore, even for shlamim, but only the money. So if you make a carbon tumur on it, it's the same halacha. This now, Amar Rava, loishanu elish shenim tzakaydim shechita. This is only said if you found your second, you found the carbon you lost before you made the shechita, and also the heima by kaydim shechita. You made the tumur on that carbon before you made the shechita. So now it's considered a carbon dochi. It was not used, even though it could have been used. Therefore, you can't bring it. Only you can sell it, and with the money you bring a carbon. Aber, what's going to be? Nimsa kaydim shechita. Let's say you found the carbon before you made the shechita. You found the first lost carbon pesach. So even though you found it before the shechita, that carbon is dochi. Since you're not bringing it now, that carbon cannot be brought anymore. But the heima boy acha shechita, you first made the tumura after you shechted the carbon pesach. Now this leftover pesach, you made a tumura on it. Is alacha tumurasa krev shlomim? Here the tumura could be brought for shlomim, even though this carbon is not called a leftover carbon that's brought for shlomim. It's called rather carbon pesach which was dochi, pushed away. Still the tumura of it though could be brought for shlomim. My timer, what's the reasoning why? Kikova shechita mididuchazile. Why do we say this first carbon, the Pesach, is pushed away? Because since it was a Zman, when it was Roi for carbon, the Zman HaShechita, it was found already, it was pushed off, that's called the carbon Dochi. Mashenkin Deloi Chazilei, but like this Temura, which is not Roi, you can't bring it for carbon Pesach. So even though it came from a Behema, which was pushed away, which was Dochi, it's only Dochi because it was brought for carbon Pesach. But here this tumur is not brought for the Pesach right away, it's brought for the Shlomim. It has a Kedusha Shlomim on it, and it could be brought for Shlomim. Is the Leidochi Leid Leikovi. This is Rav's Kiddush. And this the Moris Akasha now, Eisva Yabai Yabai Yisakasha, we dash in the Pesach Im Kesev. What does the Pesach say, Yalem? Ma Talmud Loima, the Rabbah is to include Tumuras HaPesach. Achar HaPesach. If you have a carbon pesach which was left over to after Pesach, and now you make a tumura on it, shekrei v'shlamin, that the tumura of this carbon, since the carbon is also a shlamin, the tumura is also brought for shlamin. Now the Gemara says,